Oireachtas committee hearings, and last week's Oireachtas committee hearings, some of the guests and some of the people giving their evidence for them could have benefited from a bit of media training and strategic communications. That my next guest is all about. His name is Francis Fitzgibbon, formerly of this parish. Francis, good morning to you.
Jerry, good morning. How are you?
Could some of the people yesterday benefited from your skills?
They certainly could, Jerry, and they could have done the course, the Radio Kerry training seminar course, and they would have certainly benefited, although I do feel for them in some way, because they were under pressure yesterday. They're going to be under. They were under pressure last week, and they're going to be under pressure next week again, including Ryan Tuberty next week. I hear. Yeah. So
we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait and see. Tell me about the seminars. What goes on there, and who is it for? Who's this aimed at?
So, in partnership with Radio Kerry, Jerry, we're going to be launching media training seminars here in Radio Kerry training studios, and this is really launched with the idea to get club PROs, small business owners, startup owners, community leaders in to, I suppose, to give them the tools to become top class media performers. And I think a lot of the time people out there forget that Radio Kerry is a community broadcaster, a community organisation, and they want to hear the stories that people have in the community. They want to hear the stories from small business. They want to hear the community projects, but people often have a fear of coming into studio and talking about what's going on. And I suppose so. What we've done is we've launched a series of seminars to give them the tips and the tools that will help them to become better media performers, better in live interviews, better at getting on the radio and in the local media in the first place, because they have this fear of this kind of big bad media, and they almost go in there expecting to be chastised on radio, and whereas in actual fact the people who come in and work in here every day are looking for good stories from around the county. Kerry people are natural storytellers, and all we're trying to do is hone that storytelling skill and give them the tools, the tricks, how to handle a live interview, how to get in media in the first place, thinking on your feet, which is really important, because if you're in an interview and you're a club PRO or you're a small business talking about your latest product or your latest innovation, you might get asked a question that can throw you, and it's kind of figuring out how to get around that question, how to answer it, how to deal with it, and we're going to kind of give you the tips really that will go across not just radio interviews but communication in general.
People who are terrified of speaking in front of people, making presentations or speeches.
You see it every time somebody has to do a best man speech or stand up at a wedding. They're absolutely terrified, and the thing to note, Jerry, is there is no magic formula. It's about practice. It's about taking a couple of tips, putting them into practice, and getting on your feet and doing it repetitively. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get. I remember coming on here on Radio Kerry about 20 years ago for the first time ever, and I think it was with Maura Begley on Tin Tong Kyol, and I was terrified. And I later went on to present the breakfast show here in Radio Kerry. It's all about practice. The more you do, the more you're going to relax. And there's a lot of business people out there in the community this morning who come into work in the morning. They feel like they're getting on a treadmill. They have problems with getting staff. They have problems with their high energy bills. And the last thing they do is think about storytelling and promotion of their business. And it's probably one of the most important things.
Yeah, to tell a story. It's like if you're trying to convince someone, even being able to tell a story, but with somebody you're trying to convince to come work for you, and why they should pick you over somebody else.
Exactly. And I'm working with corporate clients all the time who have recruitment campaigns, and they're trying to tell the stories of the existing employees who work there, who happily work there, so that they can convince the future employees or prospective employees that this is actually a good place to work. And that's all about communication. And really, whereas people put it on the bottom of their to-do list in a small business, it should be up at the top of the list, and people should be kind of working almost on their business, not in their business every day. And I know how difficult it can be. I've ran small business myself, and you come in the morning and there's 1,000 problems waiting for you, 1,000 problems you've just got over. And it's about, I suppose, looking at the bigger picture and thinking about how communication can fit in with you as a strategy.
Okay, and that's the key thing. And you can work on everybody.
Yeah, we can help everyone, club PROs, small business owners, startups, in particular community leaders. We're going to be running the seminars in September, starting from mid to late September. The first couple of seminars are already booked up, but we do have places in the others. We're taking group bookings, we're taking individual bookings, and I suppose really our message this morning is if you want to hone your communication skills, your media skills, get in touch for sure.
Okay. Will there be advice on communicating on social media?
Yeah, we'll touch on social media as well, in particular social media videos and recording those for your business. A lot of people, when they think about social media videos, they're thinking about the Oscars. They think, I can't make a video like that. It's about turning your camera on yourself and making everyday videos from your small business, from your community group, whatever it is. And it's about learning how to do that in an effective manner.
Okay, Francis, how do people get involved and book up?
You can email me, Jerry Francis Fitzgibbon. That's FrancisFitzgibbon@gmail.com. Or give me a call, 089-477-6853. And Radio Kerry here in reception will have my details as well.
Okay, brilliant. Francis, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme this morning.